goodsuccess.com.
Thank you, Father, for the blessings you have preserved for us today, and thank you for the things you want to do in our lives. Thank you because no one will return back the same way, and thank you because everyone will have an encounter of a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Amen. The topic remains how to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny, part 1, with the caption, The Law of Observation. God is a God of speed and He hates sluggishness. God is so much interested in speed that He decided to cut short the work of righteousness with speed. And God told us in His word that He will cut it short in righteousness. If you look at Romans 8:28, God said He will not just complete what He started, but will finish it quickly. So God wants to finish what He started in your life quickly, as fast as possible. And may you not miss out of that plan in the name of Jesus. Let's note that God's plan for someone may be fast and it may be slow, depending on how much the person decides to maximize the blessings at his disposal. Meaning that if God has sent you to go over a distance of 50 kilometers, you have different options of reaching that goal. You may decide to walk, you may decide to take a bike, you know, ride a bicycle. You may decide to ride a motorcycle, which is faster than a bicycle. And you may also decide to drive a car. You also may decide to fly. Now, all these blessings, in quotes, all these transportation options are available to a believer, spiritual transportation methods. Now, each believer decides how to get to that expected end by himself. It's not up to God, so to say. It's up to you. Let's remember when we're looking at the law of patience and how God makes sure you go through different things to be able to get to the final destination. Remember that we learned something, that if you and I fail to learn the lessons we are supposed to learn along the way, that the journey may end up longer, and that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So if I'm supposed to get to a destination in 40 days, if I refuse to allow God to prepare me and make sure I have the qualities required to get there without speed, I may end up getting there in 40 days. That was the problem the Israelites faced. They were supposed to be able to get to that journey in 40 days. In fact, Miles Murrow, some time ago, was saying that he actually flew from Israel to Egypt, and he was surprised that I think within a few hours they got there. And he was wondering, wait, are we really in Egypt? And they said, yes. He said, so why did the Israelites spend up to 40 days to get to Egypt? So it's obvious now from that statement that Egypt and Israel are not really far from each other. You could actually walk it in 40 days, and you don't really need to pass through the river to get there. But God decided to take them through that route. Why? Because they have not been prepared. They are not ready to get to that place without speed. Now, I was in church today and the pastor was mentioning something about the Israelites always torturing Moses, if I could use that word, that they wanted to turn back to Egypt. And, you know, God was trying several means to make sure they don't turn back. Now, they didn't see any war when they wanted to turn back. Imagine if God allowed them to go through the place where they will fight wars. They will have stoned Moses and killed him and said, we are going back to Egypt. We prefer to be slaves. They wanted to turn back when there was no war. Now, imagine if there was war. What that is telling us is that God can take you to where you are going fast, and He can also take you slowly. It depends on you. It depends on fast you decide to grow. For example, if you are the child of a king, of course, all of us are children of the Most High God, the King of Kings. As a son of a great king, you own everything He owns, but they will not give you several things, many things. Most of the precious things will not be given to you. Why? Because you can't value it then, and you can't manage those things. So God wants to give you and I divine speed in getting to that place of destiny. But the question is, will you receive that gift of speed? Will you choose to trek when you're supposed to fly? Will you choose to ride when you're supposed to drive? So that's a question for you and I today. Now, God wants to unveil to us different laws by which we can have speed. Of course, what we are looking at here are not the super spiritual things like praying, fasting. Of course, those are essential along the way. But even if you pray, you fast, and you don't obey these laws that we're about to learn, the person may still be getting to his destination very slowly. But that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So without wasting time, we'll be looking at the law of observation. Questions are secret doors to answers in life. If you want to get any answer, then you must learn how to ask the right questions. And without questions, we really never learn as much as we should. If you don't ask the right questions, you can't get the right answers. And that's how it is. That's why when people fast, people, you know, you see somebody spending 40 days on the mountain, praying and fasting, asking God to do it, God, do it, God, do it, God, do it. And God is saying, my son, just ask the right question. I will tell you how to get to that destination. So instead of asking God, do it, do it, do it, ask God, Father, what should I do? What step should I take? Where should I go? Who should I meet? When you ask those questions, you'll be really shocked to learn that God wants to give you answers faster than you are willing to ask questions. You know, there have been several times in my life that I wanted to know something. And okay, let me give this example. I wanted to know my purpose at a particular point in time, and I decided to fast. I think for like 7 days, I was ready to fast. And guess what? On the first day of the fast, I knelt down and I wanted to pray. And I said, God, as I wanted to ask a question, I think I just asked, I got the answer immediately. That was the end of the fasting. Because that's why I wanted to fast 7 days. There was another time too, a friend of mine was sick and I wanted to pray for him. It was really a terrible one. I was troubled because this guy was actually more spiritual than I am in my own judgment. And I was wondering, why would this kind of affliction come upon him? And as I wanted to pray, God said, don't bother to pray because I've taken care of it. And that was the end of the fasting. And before I knew it, I learned that somebody else came to town and prayed for the guy and it was okay. So when we ask the right questions from God, we get the right answers and we can get to our destination faster than we can ever imagine or think. Imagine if God didn't tell me not to fast. I would have been fasting to pray for what God has already answered, and I would have been troubling myself. So God wants us to ask the right questions. But today we are not looking at questions because they are not always time to ask questions, especially from human beings. I remember that when I was growing up, I heard the word inquisitive from my dad. And that was the first time I heard that word. Why did he say that? He was describing me that boy is very inquisitive because I could ask almost any kind of question. If you're a handyman, maybe you came to a house to fix something, electricity or plumbing issues or whatever, I will ask you all the questions in this life. Why are you putting red wire in this place? Why are you not putting green? I will be asking you so much questions that you always be tired of me because I just wanted to know. Inquisitiveness. So I was so inquisitive. Asking questions bring answers to us. But we don't always have the opportunity and luxury of time to ask questions. And there are times that we may be too embarrassed to ask the right questions. And other times, you may never even get answers to the questions you are asking from people. So, what is the alternative? Before we get into it, let's look at some significant points to note. Number one, looking beyond seen and seeing beyond sight is what we call observation. What is observation? You are looking beyond what you can see. That is what we are looking at here. That's the law here. You are not just seeing things. You are driving, maybe you are in a bus, a public transit, or you are driving yourself, or you are walking, or you are in a new place. You want to observe as many things as possible because you may just be missing on opportunities. God made sure Abraham observed the stars before his children came because he needed to have that mental picture of what abundance of people meant, what nations meant. And God also showed him the sand of the seashore. He made him see the stars. Of course, he's been seeing stars all his life, but this time around, God made him observe the stars, see how many they are, see how they are shining, see their glory. And today, children of God have that glory, shining as stars. Children of God have that privilege, not only shine as stars, but to be glorious. Israel today cannot be left behind. They are so small in number, but no one can overlook them. America, the Western world, they are filled with Jews, doing great. A very great percentage of all the billionaires, the richest people in the world. Go and check the record. You see that the Jews have the higher percentage of people who are in the number. Why? Because somebody saw the glory of the stars. Somebody saw the many stars in heaven and is still speaking today. So looking beyond sin and seeing beyond sight is what we are looking at as observation. What are you to do? Observe the difference. What are you observing exactly? Mike Murdock always says something about difference. He says, wisdom is learning to know the difference between things. And of course, if you don't know the difference between people, you will treat them the same way. You will miss your helper and call your helper your enemy and call your enemy your helper. Difference. You need to learn the difference between things, between people, between places, between opportunities. Some opportunities are just scam in disguise. Why some opportunities look like scam, but they are glory in disguise. So we want to observe the difference between things. We want to learn how to know the difference. We don't want to wait till we are told what has changed in a particular place. We want to see the difference. I remember sometimes ago when I was in school, the house I rented, I got it from a guy who was my friend then. And he came to that house when I wasn't around. And when I came back, I noticed something changed in the house. I couldn't really fathom, but I knew somebody came to the house. And I got there. I think he came to pick one of the CDs that I left behind. And I knew that something changed in that place. That is the kind of difference. Of course, you don't need to be as detailed as that. But what we are saying is you need to learn difference between things. Something has changed in a place. You want to know that something has changed in this place. Because it could just be opportunity that has presented itself without you knowing. God will not always come and tell you things, every detail of life. God gave you eyes so that you can see opportunities. You may think this is where you prosper in life, in business, and there are just opportunities around you that God wants you to see. So you and I want to be able to see those opportunities and maximize them. Praise the Lord. Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit is also part of the observation we are talking about today. You want to be sensitive to everything the Holy Spirit is saying. The Holy Spirit doesn't always speak in words, but it makes you see things. When it makes you see things, will you just overlook them? Will you think they are normal? So you want to observe those things the Holy Spirit will be showing you in life. It will just show you things. You make sure you see somebody as special. There are four people sitting down and somehow you just notice that somebody is different. That is how I got my wife. Two people were gisting, laughing with each other, and I saw this person is just different. Why is she laughing? And she ended up being my wife. So observation is how God shows us a lot of things in life. Observation. What you are doing during observation is asking a lot of questions within yourself, to yourself. Why is this thing like this? Where is this thing? By whom was this thing done? So you want to know all the difference. You want to be able to ask the right questions without even asking anybody. Asking yourself and getting the answers in yourself through the Holy Spirit at work in you. So you want to observe the difference in life, in things, in places. That is how God gives us this speed. Because if you miss the right opportunities, then your speed will be slowed down. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. If, for example, you are supposed to get to a destination, you're supposed to take a flight by 8 p.m. and you didn't observe the difference that the flight is by 8, you thought it's by 9. Of course, you miss your flight and you start looking for another flight. You can't get there the same way. So you want to observe the difference in life. The flight of life is always taking off and many people are missing it. Many of us have missed several flights. But God is a God of more opportunities and is giving you and I opportunities over and over again. Let's not miss these things by not observing difference. Let's learn how to observe difference. Praise the Lord. So what is observation and why do we need them? Praise the Lord. This is a significant step in selecting a spouse. We need observation when choosing the spouse, the person we want to marry in life. Do we know that there are so many women in this world that a man can marry? And there are so many men that a woman can decide to marry. But the question is, how will you know your own, the one made for you, the one that will be your friend, the one that will be your husband or your spouse for life? How will you know the difference? Observation. Without talking, you are seeing the difference in the life of this person. You can't fathom the reason, but you know that there's something wrong with this person. This person is lying about this issue. Nobody ever told you, but you just know. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is actually at work in your spirit. Just know that, no, there is something I need to find out. So observation is a significant step in selecting a spouse. That's number one. Number two, observation makes you smarter. And that's one major way Solomon drew his wisdom. Solomon didn't wait for people to tell him everything. He started observing and learning from different things. He learned from trees, he learned from ants, he learned from lions, he learned from oceans, different things in life. He was learning from them. He was just observing them. In fact, he taught us how to learn wisdom. He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Learn his ways so you could be wise. God is telling us there that if you and I can just watch the ant, how many of us have ever watched the video of ants? You'll be surprised at how orderly those ants are, how they talk to themselves, how they communicate, and when there's danger, how you see them changing their routes, moving here and there, moving fast. The soldiers sometimes form bridges for others to pass over them. Those are ants. So God is saying, observe from nature. The things I've created around you, they are for your wisdom. God is saying, observe all these details of life. So they make you smarter when you draw wisdom from the things around you. You can learn from negative things, you can learn from positive things. For example, if you're a driver and you just saw an accident, what does that tell you? To be careful when you get to that place next time. So that is just something you have observed. So you have told yourself that when I get to that place, I need to be careful next time. Or if somebody was pressing his phone and had an accident and you are, that's what you do normally, what do you tell yourself? The next time I'm either parking to pick my phone calls or to text somebody, or I rather not use my phone. So you are learning from those differences. You are observing the difference. You are not letting anybody tell you. You are not letting experience teach you. You're just observing the difference from people. For example, maybe somebody is not doing well around you. You've seen a shop opened when you were small, when you were 4 years old, that shop was open. Now you are 30 or 20, that shop is still as small as it is. You are telling yourself, what is that man doing wrong? You are just asking yourself those questions and observing what he does. Maybe he shouts on people that buys from him, and someone else is beside him that started 1 year ago, and he now has a chain of shops all over. You are looking at the difference. I watched something yesterday that somebody will always shine shoes in front of a bank. Why was he doing that? Because he wanted to eavesdrop what those rich people are talking about. How did they make their money? He was always eavesdropping. As he's shining their shoes, they are discussing business. They are talking about great things. They are talking about business opportunities. So as he's shining their shoes, he's listening. He was a very small boy. He ended up buying so many banks. Why? Because he learned so many things when he was shining shoes. Others thought he was shining shoes, but no, he was learning the difference. Now, it makes you foresee evil. Observation makes you foresee evil. When you look at all these secret agents, what do? Observation. When they get to a place, the first 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, they've seen so many things. In fact, one of the tests I think they gave them that I've watched before was that when you get to a place, maybe within 2 seconds, they start asking you questions. Describe somebody you saw in that place, and you must be able to describe the height of the person, the color of the person, his ear, the hat is putting on, the shoe is putting on. That is the kind of wisdom God wants us to have. He said, be as wise as serpents. When a snake gets somewhere, what does it do? It hides and starts strategizing how to attack. So the same way as a child of God, God said you should be wise as serpents. So when you get to a place, you get to a new business, you are strategizing, you are looking at where people are failing. Where do I come out? Where do I become the best around here? That is exactly what you are doing as a child of God. God said, be as wise as serpents. God has said we should be as gentle as doves. He's the one that said we should be as wise as serpents. So you and I want to be as sensitive as possible every second in the Holy Ghost. You are walking in the Spirit. You are sensitive. You are trying to know the difference in every place you get to. You are entering a bus. You notice a difference. You quickly alight that something is wrong with that bus. I need to get out now. So God wants us to have that kind of sensitivity and wisdom. So it's learning without asking how. Observation is how you learn without asking how. For example, you get to a new place and what you do there is not just to come and be smiling alone and be looking at how beautiful the place is. No, you want to see how people are behaving in that place so that you won't be the odd one out. If everybody keeps quiet. You don't want to be the one who quickly talks and makes noise. You want to first ask and observe, why is everybody keeping quiet here? Is it because they don't talk here? Is it because, you know, just want to find out exactly why are they doing things. It doesn't mean you have to do exactly what they are doing at all times, but it means that you know why you are doing what you want to do next. If everybody is talking, you may want to find out, why are they talking? Why is everybody talking to each other? Let me quickly observe. Okay, and if you are observing, then who should I talk to next? When you get to a place, you should be able to quickly find out, where should I go? You should be able to see signs and read them. So God uses this to give us speed in life. It is learning without asking how, because we don't always have the opportunity to ask questions due to lack of time or access. If you are working with a very super busy boss, you can't ask him questions all the time. Just observe how he's doing things. How does he achieve results? You want to observe. You want to find out. If he comes to work 1 hour before everybody, what do you do? If you want to get his results, you probably want to get to work earlier than he does, because that is when you can know his secrets. If what he does is pray, then you want to pray. If what he does is speak to people kindly and listen to them, just observe. You don't need to ask all the time. Yes, of course, you ask questions. But what we are saying is, what happens when you don't have the opportunity to ask questions? How do you get answers? And that is why also we have the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to see what others cannot see, because we have the eyes of God. We can see secrets. The Bible says the secret things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children forever. So God wants to reveal secrets to you. So if you want to know those secrets, and if you want to have divine speed in life, what do? Make sure you observe things. If you get to a church, if you get to a house, if you get to a family, if you get to an office, just quickly observe. The next 1 to 2 seconds, you want to observe. In fact, it's been found out that many people may know their spouse within 2 to 3 seconds. The moment you see the guy, you just know that there's something about this guy that wants to make you learn more about him. There's something about this lady that wants to make me learn more about him. And within those 3 seconds, you can decide that no, this cannot be my wife. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God. Because you have sensitivity. Of course, there are times that it will take some time for you to find out, because God wants you to learn some things. God wants you to learn some secrets. So you may not see all those things, but I can guarantee that most times, from the first instance of meeting the person, you may find out that this person was never suitable for you. Somehow, in yourself, something will be telling you, okay, yes, get to know the guy. Maybe it's for business and you think he's supposed to be your husband or your wife. But somehow in you, you will have known most times, it's not always, of course, most times you'll have known that this person may be my wife, even if it's the may be my wife. From the onset, you know. And I pray that as we begin to apply this law in our lives, may we begin to see opportunities and call them opportunities. See traps and know them as traps, and begin to escape from all the negative things that the enemy has planned for us, and also enter into the blessings that God has ordained for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, we have the opportunity to unmute our mics. If you have any question, we can ask now, and I'm sure that God will also give us the answers. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you have any question or a contribution. Okay, hello.
I was speaking, I didn't know I did.
I think, yes, it would be good to ask God. But no, most times when we embark on a fast, it's either prompted by the Holy Spirit inside of you, or maybe in a church. If you are in a church setting and they've declared a public fast for that church, of course, just go on with the fast. But you know, sometimes maybe you are faced with a big challenge. You know, you conclude in yourself by your own understanding that, of course, from knowledge of scriptures, that if I can fast for this challenge, I will overcome it. It is normal. But you know, That same fast may not be required sometimes. Why? Because God has already settled it. I remember also, sometimes ago, I was in church. There was one of our members who had a particular challenge. And as they were taking communion, I was asking God, God, when will you remember this person? And what did God tell me? Did I tell you I forgot the person? That's what God told me. So sometimes you may not really need a fast because God wants to just give you the secret. Most times you will need a fast. But even if you go ahead to fast, you still, of course, grow along the way. Because if you are fasting, of course, you are reading the Bible, you are praying, you are learning more things from God. But yes, if, for example, it's not the prompting of the Holy Spirit, by the scriptures, you've seen that you are facing a particular challenge and you want to fast about it, of course, you can ask the Holy Spirit, should I go ahead with this fast? Of course, it will give you a go ahead. If he doesn't tell you, no, just go ahead. If he doesn't say, don't go ahead with this fasting, just go ahead with it. Because eventually, you're going to come out of the fasting a better person. So that's how I can see it. If you are prompted by the Holy Spirit, there's no point asking the Holy Spirit again whether you should go ahead to fast. But if by yourself, with the understanding of scriptures, you want to embark on a fast, especially a long fast, 7 days, 21 days, then ask the Holy Spirit, do you want me to go ahead with this fast or not? It will be more beneficial. Praise the Lord. And you may even end up finding out that God wants you to fast about something else. Because sometimes when you are going through a challenge, God wants you to pray for somebody else going through that same kind of challenge. So it will be good if you've asked the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is even better to prepare for that fast. Like you want to fast, a day before that fasting, write down what you want to pray about. You know, even during that period of preparation, writing what you want to pray about, getting your right scriptures, knowing the books you are supposed to read, at that moment, the Holy Spirit will have told you whether you should have gone ahead with that fast or not. So if you take that time to prepare, I'm sure within that preparation time, you will know whether you should go ahead or not. And okay, let's say you want to go ahead with a fast. God can also tell you the first day. Because sometimes, just like Daniel in the Bible, God told him that's after 21 days of prayer and fasting. The angel said, from the first day that you set out to embark on this fasting, I have answered you. But the prince of Persia hindered me thus far. God does not have a problem answering us. But sometimes we are the ones that the fasting is actually for. Fasting doesn't change the mind of God. So that fasting is empowering you to receive that thing you want to get from God. The first day you pray about that thing, I can guarantee that God answered. But the other days are days when you become stronger and bolder and you know you are empowered in the spirit to be able to receive that thing when it comes. So that's how I can answer that. Okay, praise God. I think we call it another day. Next week, by God's grace, we have about 7 topics. It's possible we compress 2 of them together to make it less than 7, but we'll be looking at different laws of kindness, education, mentorship, information, questions, listening, and sensitivity. Those are the ones in the pipeline. We have learned observation today, and I pray that as we show up again next week, God himself will visit us. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That means as these words are coming to you, they are becoming the spirit of God to empower you to do those things you've learned. And I pray that as you are empowered now, may you begin to enjoy the benefits of what you and I have learned today in Jesus' name. Be blessed of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remember to invite someone, and as you do that, God himself will also reward you in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week and stay ever blessed.
TheGoodSuccess.com